This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Let's chat some biking now. We head back to the States and we're joined by Jackie Giuliano, who joins us. Jackie, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us today.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
Jackie, your bike, you've improved it a lot. I mean, you're very good on the bike, but you've improved it a lot over the last few years. It also helps if you do enjoy it. You enjoy the long stuff. What would you say has been your biggest improvement on the bike, and what's brought it about?
I think the reason, this sounds really silly, but you know, the more you bike, the stronger you're going to become. And for me, having the run background, like, it was always really hard for me to want to be on the bike versus, you know, out running some sort of miles. So I think kind of changing that mindset, like, you're only going to get stronger on the bike if you're on the bike more often, I think that really helped. And then in terms of like performing better at races, I remember it was Muncie Half Ironman last year that my husband had made some comment to me, like, you know, I wish that I could see, like, you work so hard on the trainer, but it's like, then when you get outside, it's like, you don't push yourself as hard or something, like almost kind of accusing me of like sabotaging my bike. And I was like, screw you, man. Like, I'm going to work as hard as I can. So I pushed myself really hard, and Muncie, I had a huge PR on the bike. So I don't know if, like, how mentally that just clicked for me.
And as far as the difference between road and using the indoor trainer, you do spend a bit of time on the indoor. Do you find that helps your road performance? Do you find it difficult to sort of take that across from the trainer to the road?
I think for a while I was kind of set in, you know, I can't push myself as hard outside. Like, it's hard for me to find a rhythm and dial things in. But I started to pay attention more to like what numbers I was using for like my power and everything on the trainer inside, and really trying to focus on like those numbers outside, because I think before outside, I wouldn't really focus on numbers as much and just kind of go by feel. But I think some people that works for them. But for me, I'm just not one of those people. Like, I need to see the number, and that's what helps me.
How much of a game changer has power been for you?
Oh my gosh, it's been huge, because like I said, I feel like I'm pushing myself hard, but then having something that like confirms it, or I guess does not confirm it, tells me like, oh, you are pushing harder. Oh, maybe I'm having a really bad day, and it's just, maybe I just need to coast it back in and reset.
What are you trying to work on improving on the bike right now?
I think really just staying consistent, because sometimes I have like really good stretches, and then I'll have like not as great of a 5 mile split, and kind of get down on myself a little bit. I mean, I usually am able to use that to kind of like motivate me and like get fired up and a little angry. But trying to be more consistent and not have any of those lulls that, you know, then gets me angry and fired up again, like trying to just ride the whole thing at a consistent rate.
How do you stay motivated? That's a big thing that people struggle with too, particularly once you've done a few seasons. It's always easy for your first one to be up for it and be fired up. But after you've done 3, 4, 5 of these things, it becomes more and more difficult, as you said, to get out of bed, particularly on a Saturday morning after a long week. What inspires you? What fires you up to keep going?
I think right now I just haven't had like the final experience that I want to have. I mean, I've had a lot of good races and I'm very, very lucky, but I think for me, I haven't hit my end goal, or what I think is my end goal, yet. And that's why I keep working so hard, is because, you know, when I decide that it's time to put a pause on Ironman and have a kid or something, I want to be totally satisfied with what I gave for that season.
As far as workouts, what are your favorite workouts? And I'm going to split it in two here, on the road and indoor. What do you love doing?
honestly, like on the road, I don't do as much. Like I have I'm really lucky where I live. I have a loop that goes, it's 46 miles to that loop, and then it comes back to my house. And then I have a 54 mile loop going the opposite way. And so that the goal for that is always like when I'm doing my 100 milers to beat the time before. So it's not really necessarily like a workout, I guess. I mean, I try to put some like faster paced stuff in there, but it's just whatever I'm feeling on the day. But on the trainer, I really like kind of like those little like ladders almost, not where it goes too high for the percentages, like maybe tap out at 80%. But I really like to kind of like 2 minute little rungs on a ladder for probably a 10 to 12 minute segment and do that like 3 to 4 times. Those are my favorite type of workouts.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Jackie, thanks for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. Once again, look forward to touching base and delving into your run, but we'll save that for next time.
Sounds good.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/bikeseminar now.